Here are a few quick tips from Chad. Children and adults with ADHD. Trouble sleeping? Adults can benefit from establishing a bedtime routine. Before going to bed, make a to-do list of things for the next day so that you don't forget the things you need to do the next day. And practice relaxation techniques before bed. Quick tips are brought to you by Chad, children and adults with ADHD. Get more tips on chad.org. Visit, join, get involved.
This is Attention Talk Radio, your ADHD information station, part of Attention Talk Network. Its sister stations include Attention Talk Video, your ADHD talk show station, our subscription-based newsletter, Attention Talk News, your ADHD news source. Each media channel can be accessed at their respective URLs, attentiontalkradio.com, attentiontalkvideo.com, and attentiontalknews.com. Keep up with all the media channels on our Facebook page, found at facebook.com/attentiontalkradio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
All right, everybody. Good evening. Jeff, welcome to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, ADHD and Attention Coach Jeff Copper. Our topic tonight, ADHD medication, straight answers to big questions. And with us in our virtual studio is the Rick Green from Totally ADD. Real quickly, tonight is Wednesday.
He's funny.
Only Rick could have done it. Today is Wednesday, January 27th in the year 2016 at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Rick, we're gonna jump on this in a second, but real quick, some announcements for our crowd. Number one is Dr. Barkley always encouraged me to promote ADHDfund.com, which is a crowdsourcing website to raise money for small-scale research worldwide, which I know Rick is a big fan of. Number two is the ADHD Coaches Organization is expanding. It's now the International ADHD Professional Conference, hosted by the ADHD Coaches Organization. It's being held in Reston, Virginia this year from April the 28th to May the 1st, and it's for all professionals who want to learn more about coaching skills and use with your with the people that you work with. You can learn tools and all kinds of stuff there. It's at ADHDprofessionalconference.com. I have to tell you, I've been to the last, I think, seven of them, I think. It's a great conference to go to, so check that out. Also, I think Rick can kind of relate to this. We've actually got over 450 interviews on the Attention Talk Network with over 210 hours of programming, which quite frankly is a little overwhelming. So if you're listening to this show and you want to check it out, I put together my little favorite, it's top 20, but we're going to call it the top 10 favorite interviews of all time. And if you go to digcoaching.com/ATR, you can download the list with the links to all of them. And one of those interviews is related tonight. It was an interview that we did with Dr. Anthony Ross Stain a couple years ago during it was our dream team ADHD Awareness Month. We had Dr. Barkley, Dr. Brown, Ned Hollowell, and Dr. Ross Stain, and the interview was on specifically talking about addiction and abuse of ADHD stimulant medications. And I encourage you, if you just Google Attention Talk Radio and Rostain, R-O-S-T-A-I-N, you can check that out. It goes into a little bit more detail what we're talking about tonight. But let's talk about tonight, because I will tell you right now, I think I get dozens of people who call me up on a regular basis wanting to kind of come on the show, and they want to do an infomercial about a book they're coming out with or some type of, you know, thing or whatever. And I'm like, no, I really don't do that. I'm here, I want to pay attention to attention. If you've got a trick, a thing, or whatever, you want to explain how it works, we'll do that. And then while you're on, we'll promote who you are, but I'm not doing a commercial on you. Tonight's a little different, because Rick produced this video called Straight Answers to Big Questions About Medications, and the reason it's different to me, it's 5 hours of video programming, but it's really about the information. And what I like about it, Rick, is you guys sat there and you paid attention to medications and you paid attention to what people are paying attention to and what they're not paying attention to. And I think it's awesome. So real quickly, who's Rick Green? Rick Green, he's the award-winning producer, director, writer, and comic performer who made hundreds of innovative television, radio, and stage shows. I'm going to skip to the chase. They produced Totally ADD and Loving It. I remember seeing it on Global TV back in, I think, 2007 or 2008. Instantly sent him an email and said, this is a game changer. They subsequently made an ADD and Mastering It. He wrote and performed in the Red Green Show that ran on PBS for like 15 years. Since that point in time, they've created an amazing community called TotallyADD.com. I encourage you to go there. There's all kinds of stuff, not quite 450 interviews, or maybe they have just chopped up. But with all that said, Rick, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. Good to hear your voice again and connect with you. It's been a while, but yeah. Well, I guess it was when we did our Christmas webinar, and what did we have? I think we had 12 guests in 2 hours. It was quite exciting. So
it was a lot of fun dealing with
technically
blab
it was a mess. it was a mess because when I was on with you and Dr. Ari Tuchman and Roberto Olivardia, I got kicked off and couldn't get back on, and the three of you just ran with it. It was hilarious. Anyway,
it was a good time to be there. So we got a lot of fish to fry. So let's get into tonight. You did this video that we're talking about, ADHD medication, straight answers to big questions, is a 5-video set that you can get off of Totally ADD, and it's all about ADHD medications. And there's probably dozens of professionals in there, and you cover everything across the board. But one of the things that just came out at me and grabbed me by the throat is at the beginning of it, you said, "Let's make this clear. I don't want you to use medications." Where did that come from?
Well, it was actually, I don't want you to have to take medication. And it came from me growing up, so most of my friends drank fairly heavily in high school. I suspect all of them did some drugs, and some took it to some extreme, and one or two are no longer with us. And I did none of that. So for most of my life, I didn't drink. I hadn't smoked anything legal or otherwise. Because I think here's the thing, Jeff. I think I suspected early on my brain was different. I assumed it was malfunctioning, and I figured I'm going to need every single neuron I can get to get through life, because I look at my school marks and I look at my brother's school marks, and I was in the C's and they were in the A's, and I thought, I can't afford to, you know, I bought into those ads that alcohol and drugs will damage your brain or may damage your brain. And I think I also suspected I had an addictive personality. That's, you know, an ADHD thing, because I was, you know, heavily into cola, caffeinated cola, caffeine, mm-hmm. caffeine, caffeine. And I picked a career that is adrenaline, 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 you know, show business, on stage, acting. And I found I was calmer on stage in front of 500 people or 1,000 or 3,000 people than I was sitting down having to do paperwork. So medication for me was something I rarely took, if ever. And the idea then of ADHD medication, I bought into all the mythology that had been built up over the years surrounding it by people who were attacking psychiatry. And they wanted to discredit psychiatry, and the easiest way to do that was to claim that drug companies were turning children into zombies. But when my child was diagnosed and I started learning about medication, I later said to Patrick McKenna, he and his wife are the feature, it's their story in ADD and Loving It. I said to Patrick McKenna, I wanted to call this program, Everything I Know About ADHD Was Wrong, and especially around ADHD medication. And so part of me was relieved or surprised, and part of me was angry, because when I finally tried medication and saw the difference it made for me, it was like, I was, 47 at the time, 48, and there was a part of me, and I think a lot of people with ADHD go through this, even just getting the diagnosis, it was, dang, only in stronger words than dang. It was, if only I had known this sooner, what would my marks have been in university if I'd had this ability to focus? What could I have gotten done in terms of work? Because I could see it didn't impact my creativity, but I was able to stick with stuff. I actually got my taxes done for the first time in my life. It was astounding to me the difference it made. Now, that said, I was, you know, I'm one of the lucky 20 to 30% who have, you know, a very dramatic turnaround, and it helped. But what I think it did the most for me was it allowed me to put in place all of the other things, exercise and yoga and structure and filing systems and so on, that I needed to run my life and manage it. So, yeah.
Well,
so, go ahead.
Well, what's profound about that statement? And I'm quoting you wrong, I think, but I have written down, I don't want you to have to take medications.
Yes.
At the end of the day, I don't want you to take medications. I don't want you to have to. I don't want to take high blood pressure medication. I don't want to take thyroid medication. I don't want to take any of that stuff. But the bottom line is, if I'm suffering, I'm suffering, and if it improves my quality of life, it's something to consider with.
I'd rather you took a pill that boosted the level of dopamine that's available in the synapses in the neurons of your brain, rather than have you have seven times the rate of multiple car accidents compared to people who do not have ADHD, 3 to 5 times the rate of parental divorce, a separation, 2 to 3 times the rate of STDs, of unplanned pregnancies.
I'm going to cut you off because you're holding my good stuff for segment two at this point in time.
Okay, sorry, yeah.
But the thing about it is in the video, and by the way, everybody, we're going to talk about these meds don't work for some people. We're going to get to that, I assure you. We're going to have a balanced program here, but coming out of the gate is we don't want you to have to take meds. And as you said, I'm not pro-drugs. I'm anti-suffering. And for that crowd out there who's suffering, it's something to be considered. And I think that the media has demonized this so much. And there was a quote in the video that, what do you have to be on Skid Row before you actually take these medications? It just really doesn't make some sense. And it's there's a lot of people that can have some help as a result of it, but there's this voodoo out there that everybody's afraid to kind of go to because they don't have the education. And what I'm, again, I told everybody I don't do infomercials, but we got 5 hours. Tell me where you can find 5 hours. Not the there's lots of books about, you know, there's the, they're talking about the drugs and all that kind of stuff, but we're talking about the end use, like the how it hits the pavement. 5 hours of information, I can tell you right now, you're not going to watch it in 5 hours. You're going to watch this over 2 or 3 weeks to be able to absorb it because there's a lot of impact.
And watch it again.
Here.
Yeah, and I think you'll watch it again and again, especially if you're like me you're already taking medication, but you take vacations or you've taken breaks over the years and started and stopped. And it's really about understanding what it can and cannot do. And I think that's huge. The phrase that's in there that I came up with was, you know, that it levels the playing field. It can level the playing field. The problem is, it's just a playing field. You still have to go out on the playing field and play. And so it was interesting because when I started on medication, I didn't feel any different. I didn't notice anything, and that may be partly me just not being all that self-aware. But I saw all that tax paperwork, and I attacked it, and I got a year's worth done. And it was 15 months behind, and I sat down and one day did a year's worth. And I was amazed that I could do this. Now, I could stick with it. And what was interesting, though, was a year later, I was a year and a quarter behind because I didn't put any structure in place. I had no – I still didn't create a place to file, a place for bills, envelopes. I had no system. And so that's the danger when medication works. People think, well, that's all I need now. No, you still need a system to track your appointments. You still need whatever it is. And, of course, the biggest joke is you now have to create an extra system, one to remind yourself to take the medication, which is, you know, and we talk in the video, I think it's Lori Dupar talks about the fact that it takes her between 4 to 6 weeks before her clients are remembering to regularly take the medication.
Yep.
And she says, that's a sign they're not addictive. And I laugh because, you know, nobody I know who smokes or is a heavy caffeine user gets to 3 in the afternoon and goes, I have half a pack. Did I have any cigarettes today? You know. So, and we'll talk a little bit about this later, about the side of, there's other ways to medicate and they are... The side effects of those are 10 times worse. So.
Yeah, we're gonna nail that in the next section. So real quick, before we go, I want to go to break right now. But what there was a profound quote that you had in the fifth video is the medications help you focus, but they don't tell you what to focus on. Of course, that's That's a big deal in my world because I'm an attention coach. My job is to help you figure out what to pay attention to. But moving forward, we want to go to a break. And we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the long-term implications, if you will, of not taking medications. And before we do that, real quickly, if you want to learn more about Rick, and congratulations, Rick. He's really out of order, but he was inducted to the Order of Ontario, which is like the highest honor that you can get within the provinces for leading work in that particular in Canada in that particular area. And that was just recently. So Rick's doing a really good job. So you hail to the chief type of thing. But to learn more about him and the videos and stuff like, go to totallyadd.com. And with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Looking for a new way to manage your ADHD or ADD? A new clinical trial is testing an investigational medicine for adults with ADHD. The medication is not a stimulant. There's no cost to participate, and health insurance is not required. If you've been diagnosed with ADHD and want to learn more, visit www.measureadhd.com or call 866-985-0330. That's measureadhd.com or 866-985-0330.
The average annual cost of attending college starts around $25,000. Students who have ADHD are at high risk of dropping out because they haven't learned the critical skills they need to succeed in school. Protect your investment with an Edge Foundation coach, specifically trained to help students with ADHD and executive function challenge make the transition from high school to college. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more or call 206-632-9497 and use promo code EDGE to get your free college success guide.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is TimeTimer.com.
You deserve the best-trained ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
If you think you understand attention so well, then why are you struggling so much with it? Attention is as simple as it is complex to understand. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. It's grossly misunderstood. Consider this. Focus on the wrong thing, get the wrong solution. In our new ebook, we'll share 5 key tips and insights on managing ADHD learned from conducting more than 300 interviews with attention experts. Download our ebook today at attentiontalknetwork.com and start understanding and managing your attention today.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. We're here with the Rick Green from Totally ADD. We're talking about ADHD medication, straight answers to big questions, which is a 5 hours of video, a DVD, with experts talking about this particular topic and illuminating things that you don't see in one collective place. Rick, one of the things that you guys talk about in the video, I think I kind of subscribe to, but I don't know the research out there, but you make a statement that by adulthood, anybody with ADHD is self-medicating. What do you mean by that?
I'll explain what the 5 videos are. The first one is called Simply Medication is a Tool. In other words, it's not a big deal. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And you hear from 18 different adults. They appear through all 5 videos. Ordinary, regular folks who have taken ADHD medication, have ADHD diagnosed properly, taking medication, and have had a range of experiences from amazing to it was a disaster and I had to stop. Well, a disaster, but I didn't like how it felt and I stopped. So there's a real range. And then in the second video, we talk about these, the cost that no one sees. And this is, you know, unmedicated and or undertreated ADHD, untreated or undertreated ADHD puts you at risk for some really horrible outcomes. And having been through a marriage, having had numerous car accidents, always at low speed because I'm a great driver at high speed, and a dozen other things, I can tell you the damage it wreaks on marriage, on relationships, on friendships, and on careers. And then in the third one, we talk about finding the right one. How do you figure it out? What's out there? How do they work? Why do they work? Then on the fourth video, we get into all of the safety and side effects and every question and concern that I had going in. So I was, because I, as I say, I was really reluctant to try something because I was afraid I'd lose my creativity and then that would be it. And then the final part is making the most of medication. Like I said, it levels the playing field. Now what? And it, that really deals with the holistic approach, which medication can be a part of.
Yep.
So we're, you know, every one of us, I would agree with this statement. It's actually something a doctor said, and I can't for the life of me remember who it was said it, but talking about medication and said by adulthood, every adult with ADHD is, even if they don't know they have ADHD, they have found things that wake them up, that give them a substitute. Perhaps it's adrenaline instead of the dopamine. Perhaps it's extra dopamine or serotonin or whatever. And they have found a way through, and I talk about myself, you know, caffeine and a career that was high stimulation and constantly changing, risk-taking because I was getting up in front of audiences. But, I mean, the list goes on and on. People will, and I love when people tell me they would never take stimulant medication. And I know they drink coffee. I know that these people, or some of them smoke. It's like, what do you think you're, you know, well, how does medication work? And I say, you ever had a really good cup of coffee? Remember what it was like before when you got to work and then you had that coffee and how you were 20 minutes later? That's the potential. The difference is with the ADHD medication, it was the best cup of coffee for me because my hands didn't tremble. You know, I could control the dose, you know, and on and on and on. So it was... and then the other thing, of course, that happens is beyond the things like alcohol and cannabis is hugely popular and people swear it works. And what it actually does is not help with the ADHD, but it really lowers the anxiety. And it's a little easier to focus on what's going on around you if you're not anxious. But, I mean, cocaine, you know, you've talked to Alan Brown, and we have as well, and he tells his story. That's a huge issue. But then there's the other thing, which are the addictive behaviors and the adrenaline rush. And for me, as I say, it was getting up on stage. That was, and there are a thousand different things, gambling and risk-taking and sex and any of these addictions. But this week I found out, actually, and it broke my heart. I was crying earlier this week because on the Red Green Show, when I left to do another TV series called History Bites, which I was producing and writing and directing, my role as Bill got taken over by a really wonderful guy named Joel Harris, a stuntman who came in to do stunts and ended up taking over the role and was just amazed and thrilled to be given a chance. And he was great. He was the most interesting guy. He could leap off a first story roof off 20 feet or 10 feet up into a garbage can, roll it over and come up standing up fine, not hurt. Like, was he just physically in depth? But like a lot of stunt people and people in those kind of fields, he was an adrenaline junkie. We talked about ADHD. He was really sure he had it. He had so many of the symptoms, including a problem reading and dyslexia and so on, but he never dealt with it. And I found out that he died in October. He was killed at doing what they call base jumping, where you jump off of cliffs and buildings and radio antennas. And people on his page, a couple of people wrote, you know, he died doing what he loved. And I thought to myself, you know what? He could have just done what he loved and not died. And if he'd had medication or if he'd had at least some kind of treatment or understanding and taken it on, maybe he wouldn't have needed ever increasing doses of adrenaline because his body gets used to it. It's no longer jumping off the roof into a garbage can.
Yep.
Easy to do now. And
there's all this damage happening.
Anyway,
Just to string this stuff together, we did an interview a couple years ago that was very, really profound with a Dr. Kenneth Bloom, who coined the phrase the reward deficit syndrome. And in the interview, I always love it, as you know, Rick, when you're interviewing somebody, when you ask that question that's never been asked before, you love it. And I said, Dr. Bloom, at the front of the show, I said, are we, those with ADHD, people in general actually, are we addicted to drugs or are we addicted to dopamine? And he goes, that's a really good question. I've never been asked that, but you're quite correct. We're actually addicted to dopamine because it's the reward neurotransmitter. The drugs that we're addicted to are the ones that impact that. And he starts like chocoholics, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And so when you begin to talk about that, we begin to see that tobacco, gambling, sex addiction, cocaine, caffeine, nicotine, all that type of stuff increases that level of dopamine, which goes to the question is, by adulthood, those with ADHD, if you're not taking medications, you're self-medicating some way or another. And I can't help but point out is that you've had Rob Disco on your show, and Rob's got ADD, and Rob will tell you he runs marathons to raise money for the ADHD community, but he'll tell you that he runs to self-medicate. I mean, he knows that's his pill of choice.
We have a number of people talking about what are the positive ways, positive addictions. Although after a while, even long distance running can really damage your body. I just love the idea of someone being able to still do the things they love, but not need to push it to the extreme.
Yep.
And I wonder if my friend Joel could have done that.
Yep. That's one of the keys is what I want to illuminate is the awareness is because I don't think people realize is that many of those are doing this. So I did also an interview with Dr. John Ray, and I do a lot of speaking about ADHD and exercise because exercise is a big deal for me. And I was talking to Dr. Rady in an interview on his book Spark, and I said, Dr. Rady, it's been interesting to me because exercise is incredible, and I said I've coached multiple adults before that diagnosed, oddly enough, 2 years after they either got injured or they had an accident in their 40s or 50s when they couldn't run anymore. It's like that they were able to exercise enough, and that kept them at bay when they couldn't do it was a problem. He said, that's many people who don't exercise who begin to exercise can either get off the stimulants altogether or reduce those. And my point really is in the video you talk about by adulthood, people are self-medicating by using these things. And also in the video, Gina Perro also said something that's profound, that nicotine or smoking is an amazing delivery system to nicotine and actually helps you focus. And I've coached many people who to write is they actually smoke, which is a self-medicating behavior, which actually helps them focus. The problem is it has some very bad long-term consequences. And so the point of this section is if you're not taking medications, you're likely self-medicating with something else that's not called medication. And in the video, and I'm just going to run through this, you did a great job of saying, here's the cost of not taking medications in a sense. And I'm just going to reel through these. You have more stress and chaos in your life. If you take medication, you can prevent likely outcomes like higher rates of school failure in kids. You're less likely to go to college if you're not taking medication, less likely to graduate from college, more likely to opt for a lesser degree. You're more likely to be fired, more likely to for your business to go under, go bankrupt, more likely to risk actually to get hurt. Like just the story that you just described, you attack these adrenaline-seeking things to do that, increased death, which kind of comes along with that, failed relationships, higher likelihood of STDs, car accidents and personal injury, you described that yourself, lifetime lower earnings, more unplanned pregnancies, lower job promotions rates, lower rates of marital happiness, higher rates of divorce, higher rates of incarceration. And as you go through this video, you start looking at these costs. These are significant.
Absolutely, and if I told you, here's a medication, but you're seven times more likely to have a car accident if you're taking it, you would be outraged. You would think, well, how could they even sell something that increases this risk? And yet, people are finding other ways to do it. I've yet to see a cost to medication, and this is just my opinion, But I've gone through the list of costs. I looked at them very carefully, and that statistic about car accidents, I saw how many times I take car accidents. My son got his license at 16 or 17. 2 months later, he hit a parked car in a parking lot. He wasn't taking medication at the time. And I know two people I've had one or two letters from people who, because we use so much humor, were furious, and they said, how dare you make fun of this? I lost my child to this. And, of course, and it's hard to respond to that because I'm not making fun of your incredible loss. I almost lost someone myself in my life. So I came very close. I came a phone call away from losing someone. I get it. But I have heard from people who have sons have been killed in car accidents, who have committed suicide. I mean, you're impulsive. You're more prone to depression. You're easily frustrated.
Yeah,
you're overly emotional. All of this stuff going on. And it's, anyway, what I love is there's a quote in there early on that, and here's the thing, if someone's not going to take medication, I think they can watch all the way through this and come away going, now I know why I'm not going to. They can make a much better choice.
Yes. Yep.
What I also think will happen is that if you've got a couple, one thinks we should try the child on medication or try you on or whatever, and the other one is adamantly opposed, then it doesn't become the two of you arguing. It's like, here are, I don't even know how many experts are in there. There's probably 30 of different experts.
Yep.
I mean, you probably recognize almost all of them. And
yep.
And then there are these 18 adults sharing their stories. And they're moving, they're funny. And when we interviewed them, there were tears in my eyes sometimes. The girl who is also bipolar talking about what she went through. And there was a lot of stuff that we just didn't include because we didn't want to get into the darkest places of where people were before they got medication. But
I tell you what, Rick, we need to, just for time's sake, let's go to commercial real quick. And we come back, we've been talking a lot about, we don't want you to take meds, but at the same time, we were just talking about all this, people are self-medicating anyway, whether they know it or not. And we talked about all the downside of that. When I come back, I want to go flip the coin the other side and say, medications aren't for everybody. So we'll just talk about that a little bit because it isn't for everybody. But everybody, before we go to break real quick, it's totallyadd.com. And you can buy this the DVD off their website at ADHD Medications, Straight Answers to Big Questions. And with that, we'll be right back after these messages. At least I think so, if the technology will work for us.
Oh, that's a long one.
I hate it when
you're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
A new study is seeking adults 18 to 55 who have been diagnosed with ADHD or ADD. The study will examine the effects of an investigational medicine on symptoms of ADHD. The medicine is not a stimulant and works differently than currently approved ADHD medications. To learn more, visit www.measureadhd.com or call 866-985-0330. That's measureadhd.com or 866-985-0330.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
You can't go off to college with them, but we can. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more how an EDGE coach can help your student reach their full potential. You can also call 206-632-9497 and use promo code EDGE and get a free college success guide.
Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Focus on the wrong thing? Get the wrong solution. Misunderstand attention and you'll struggle with it. Get tips and insights on managing ADHD learned from conducting more than 300 interviews with attention experts. Download the ebook today at attentiontalknetwork.com and start managing your attention today.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here with Rick Green. We're having a great conversation about medications and education. And at the beginning of the hour, we start talking about, really, we don't want you to take medications. We really don't. If you can figure out a way to manage your ADHD without it, we're all for that. But at the same time, if you're suffering, then why be afraid of it? After the first,
that's a great
first
way to
second,
put
second,
it.
We really want to say, hey, listen, here's all the stuff. Here's all the negative side effects or the negative consequences of not taking it. And we reeled through a whole bunch, and I really encourage you to watch the video because it really illuminates that stuff. Because it's to me, this is just Jeff Copper, if my gut is, if you added up statistically the negative impacts, like stimulants, can have impacts on your heart, but they also can have issues with substance abuse. And there's some sleep issues if you're taking it. And then there's, like, you know, STDs and unwanted pregnancy. If you balance those scales out, all of a sudden it doesn't look so lopsided, like that meds are really that negative. And it's what I like about what Rick did with it. It's really kind of a balanced education, which brings us to this section, is medications don't really work for everybody, do they, Rick?
No, they don't. I've just reminded of something that I almost forgot because my concerto's worn off. But for tonight, for anybody listening, and I guess we'll leave it up for a day or two because people will listen later, we've got a special discount on this. Already, the five videos themselves are, to get into any one of these doctors for an hour would be however many hundreds of dollars, and you're getting 5 hours, you're getting this wide range of opinions, and then these 18 people. So I, you know, for what it may save someone, it's $1,000 value, but it's the price is very low. We made it as low as we could make it to get the word out. And tonight, what I've asked Jimmy, our technical guy, and he's done it. So if you type in the product code, I guess that's called, or sale code, and it's Copper, Jeff Copper, but it's just the word copper in all caps, COPPER, and you'll get 20% off of the already low price. So I just, we wanted to do that because I know, for,
you know, I'm going to kick your
said,
butt. You didn't tell me about this before the I wanted this on the front of the show, not the back of the show.
I know, I thought of it now. I went, geez, I should have said this earlier, but then, you know, I have ADHD, so what do you want?
Sorry, where are we talking?
Apparently, right, medications don't work for everyone. So.
All right, everybody, that's copper, like the metal. COPPER in all caps. Go there, check it out, get a little bit of a discount. Again, I'm not a proponent of infomercials, but I'm a proponent of this information because you can't get this kind of, you can't get this stuff in 5 hours. Just get some popcorn, by the way, and watch. It's entertaining. So
yeah, and
going
no
back
pharma
to,
money behind it. That's the other thing
I
love.
Absolutely.
That if pharma didn't pay for this, we did. And so it's
so
awesome.
Medications aren't for everybody because there are some side effects. One of the things is it can relate to cardiac issues, and I know that there are some people with some heart issues as they get older, and they literally just can't take it because of that impact.
The stimulant is a problem if you have a heart condition. So if your doctor has already, one doctor said, I said, well, what does it mean? Should I be worried? He said, has your doctor told you you shouldn't be drinking caffeine? I said, no. He said, okay, then you're probably fine. It's somebody with heart problems who's already making lifestyle changes. It's not like, especially because these days when you start, if you have a good doctor, and we explain how to find one and how to work with it, you start with the lowest dose possible, and you gradually work your way up. And for many people, it's nothing, and then one day, you know, they add that extra whatever 10 milligrams the next size up, and bang, suddenly everything is shifted. That's one reason. There's another issue.
I want to talk about interaction stuff, but this is a Jeff Copperism.
Interaction,
and I've never heard anybody say this. Well, actually, I back this up. I was interviewing a psychiatrist before several years ago, actually Andrew Cutler, down in Sarasota, and he brought to my attention is that, particularly with sports, because I'm big into ADHD and athletics, is stimulant medications actually create a problem for dehydration, because number one is they're like drinking alcohol or caffeine. When you take stimulants, they dehydrate you. And if with ADHD, your executive function is already taxed to begin with, and so that dehydration doesn't help you. Aha that just blew me away is, in addition to that, they suppress your urge to drink. So if you're taking medications, it's going to accelerate your dehydration, particularly in sports, and when you normally would have the urge to drink because it suppresses your appetite, it suppresses your urge to drink, you'll bonk. Mm. And for some people that are not self-aware and don't get that, the stimulants can actually create a problem because they take you to this area of dehydration, and that in and of itself is a problem. unless you can manage that. And so, again, there's no science on this, everybody. This is just a Jeff Copperism. I've coached a couple people before. It's like literally in the coaching process, they had that. I'm like, you need to be walking around with a bottle of water and force feed yourself. It's water is not water. It's medication for you.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, the next step doesn't work. So.
It's the oil that keeps everything going, right, that carries everything around.
Yep.
Now, it's interesting you say that, because for me, I didn't notice that. And but I do know a number of people, Dr. Stephanie Sarkis, actually, when we interviewed her, was taking frequent drinks and talked about that. And I think she mentions it in the video, and a number of the people, the ordinary folks, the regular folks who share their stories, several of them had that was an issue. A couple of people had appetite suppression, which is not for most adults is not a problem. It's, you know, my wife's angry at me because I lose weight way faster than she can. And in fact, in the video, I had Linda Rogley talks about her mom mentioning that when she took diet pills, and her mom was opposed to the idea of ADHD, but did mention when she took diet pills in the 60s, which were basically ADHD medication, she said, "I got so much housework done." And so she said she and didn't put the two, and Linda chuckled and rolled her eyes. But yeah, mom, you don't have the ADHD. Anyway, so yeah, there are a number of things. And drug interaction is a big one. And this is where you need a good doctor prescribing. You need to go slowly. And one thing, you know, one of the doctors said, if someone in your family is already taking a particular medication and it's working for them, maybe that will work for you. My son actually takes something different than I do. And it's you know, I'm lucky. I started, it worked. And Patrick McKenna, when we were making ADD and Loving It, near the end, we did the interview with him and his wife. We sat down for a whole afternoon and just talked. And I said, "How do you feel about medication?" Because going into it, he was like I was at the beginning, which was, I don't need that. I don't want to take that. And he said, after having talked to all these experts, because he did a number of the interviews as well, he said, "I'm really looking forward to trying medication to see if it works, because I'd like to experience that calm that everybody else around me knows that other people have and that I've never known." And I nodded and rocked and said, you know, I just nodded and, you know, I get that one. But for my wife, who is the editor of the program and the co-producer and so on, she said that was a lightning bolt for her. She said to sit there and look at Patrick and think, he's never known calm. My wife does yoga. My wife runs. My wife is at the moment basically vegan, semi-vegetarian, say. And so for her to, she was just so moved by that and surprised by that he'd never experienced that. And she said to me later, she realized that, she said, I have no, my opinion about medication doesn't trump your experience. And if you know, because she was very much opposed to me taking medication, but when she started to get the difference it was going to make, and she saw the difference on days when I did take it, and, you know, I'd go on vacations, I'd stop for a year or two or whatever, she could see the difference it was making. And she had no problem with me drinking coffee. I think she would have had a problem if I smoked, but, you know.
So you said something. I just want to slow this down just for a second. You said when you're talking about Pat, he wanted to experience the calm.
Yes.
Just everybody stop. The calm. Even if you don't have ADHD and you're listening to this, imagine that real hectic day. It's off the charts. You come home and you sit down, you have that glass of wine, you have that beer, and you feel that calm. Or you come in and you have the smoke and you feel that calm. You come home after a long day and you have a joint and you feel that calm. That's self-medicating. For those with ADHD, that calm, that normal, is that kind of craziness, which goes back to one of the points that I brought up earlier, is that you described in the video, is they're all you're self-medicating anyway. You just don't necessarily know it, because you're doing these things to get that calm. Rick, you had talked about being in show business. You get up on stage and you walk around and you, that adrenaline, you feel that calm.
Yep. The air is crystal. I'm on stage in a large hall doing a comedy show, and the air is like glass around me. Everything's crisp. I can see individual faces. My mind, I'm calm. And because it's skit comedy that I'm doing, and I'm the writer often, I'm adding lines, I'm playing with it, I'm experimenting, I'm milking it or having fun with it, adding an extra reaction. Just so focused. And then, you know, the next day, having to do something else, I'm scattered. Where's my phone? I'm in my head. I'm rushing around. I'm bumping into things, stubbing my toe, whatever. So it's what the medication has done for me is it's allowed me to start regularly doing yoga, to be able to sit and do the meditation, the mindful exercises, even on the days when I think, oh, I don't have time, I got to get going. It's like, the medication allows me to go, you know what, I'll just do 5 minutes. I'll do 10 minutes of yoga. I'll just whatever.
Yep.
And so I think, you know, I think it's like, I think of ADHD medication, really you have to look at it as a catalyst that can speed up everything else you're doing if it works for you. And for 30% of people, you know, 20 to 30%, and the doctors have different experiences of what it is, it doesn't make a difference, or they don't like how it feels, or whatever. Although, you know, again, a number of doctors say, wait 5 days, because it levels out. It is disorienting to suddenly be playing on a level playing field. I had a friend, a writer, he's a great guy, and a comedy writer as well, tried medication, and married to an actress, and he said he took the pill, and he said a half hour later, when it kicked in, or 20 minutes later, he looked over at his wife, of 20 years, and he burst into tears. And he said, I suddenly saw her for the first time. I just saw who she was without the noise going on, without the five radio stations playing. I could just see her, and I just fell in love with her again. And I just thought, that's the calm. And we all experience this, ADHD or not. There's that moment when a baby looks up at you and giggles, or you step outdoors and there's this sunset, and for a moment, nothing. There's your stops, and you're just staring at it. And then you go, beautiful sunset, and you start labeling, and all of the rest of it, and the noise goes.
Need to kind of work to the end, but there's one area that I really want to kind of highlight, and that is drug interactions, and ADHD med is not, it doesn't play real well with some other drugs, particularly, and other conditions for that matter. So I just recently interviewed Dr. Olivardia on bipolar and ADHD, which has not been aired. It will be coming up, so look for it. And stimulant medications is typically, this is not 100%, particularly no friend to bipolar. Stimulant medications are really no friend to depressant medications for many of them. Stimulant medications are no friend to another class of stuff. So one of the things about this is that it doesn't work for a lot of people, particularly when they have other comorbid conditions or other types of drug interactions that can create some real, real, real problems. Also, some of the side effects, you start low and you go slow, but some of the side effects can be curbed, but some of them, it's not worthwhile, like the rebound effect when you come off it. Some people are just so irritable and so just, they pace the cage, if you will, that while the meds are on there, that cost of that calm for 8 hours, when they come off of it and they're irritable and they're just beating everybody up just because they're irritable, it's kind of like the ADHD symptoms are magnified. So not to say it's for everybody, but it's there. But one of the things that
I think almost everybody in the video, except maybe one or two people, had one or two side effects. Like they had, I notice I'm grumpy afterwards, or I have a slight rebound, I think it's Pat who talks about suddenly, you know, she's voracious hunger at 8 or 9 at night, and all bets are off, and so on. So, yeah, I think everybody, there's some issue, but it, you know, what I came back to, and yet every one of them said, you know, it's not enough for me to stop because the benefits still outweigh. And then for one or two people, it was. The biggest one for me, I thought was very interesting, was Brian, one of the people, talking about the fact that he had lost a loved one. And the problem, and this is what you alluded to earlier when you said it helps you focus, but it doesn't tell you what to focus on. And having lost his girlfriend, that's what he ended up focused on. And that became he says in the video, he talks about the fact that he looked at the balcony and thought, boy, I could just end this by stepping off there. And he didn't, but he immediately called his doctor and said, I'm having these thoughts. And the doctor said, stop the pills because it's helping you to focus
yep.
on the wrong thing. You end up ruminating.
Yep.
So that's,
yep.
yeah, and I found for me, like when I've stopped taking medication, sometimes I have a headache for a day. Mostly I don't. But when things get hectic again, as they did when we were making this five-video series and I had to keep track of 99 different chapters on ADHD
yep.
medication, holy smokes, 99 short films about ADHD medication, then it was the medication made a difference in me being able to track and just simply organize. That said, I also used a number of tools, including coaching and yoga and, and ate really well, and so on.
Excellent, excellent. So at the end of the day, what this is really, tonight's show, I hope if you listen to the Illuminated, number one, I don't want you to take meds. Rick doesn't want you to take meds. Most therapists, psychologists, we don't want you to take meds. But at the end of the day is that if you're not aware of the situation, you're likely self-medicating. And just a story that I was going to tell that I can't is Alan Brown's been on your show. He's been on my show. He's been on a lot of shows. And he tells the story about when he was, like, dealing drugs and the crack epidemic and blah, blah, blah. He's no longer doing that. But he goes out to the track, and he still jumps on a motorcycle, do 180 miles an hour to get that calm. And he's had a couple accidents as a result of that. Broke a collarbone, really, really been kind of messed up. And my point really here is that while he's no longer doing cocaine, he's still self-medicating going 180 miles an hour on a motorcycle. And if you begin to say, hey, listen, I'm doing this already, is it productive? Is it healthy? Or is it an alternative? Now you're in choice. As a coach, I could care less what you do as long as you choose the cost and benefits. And my point to today's show is this 5 hours of video will put you in a situation, will educate you so that you can make a decision as opposed to deal with the hype and the demonization of the negativeness that people are kind of pumping into your brain and actually have a balanced conversation. So with that,
absolutely.
Rick, have I missed anything?
No, I think that's it. And I think it's not even decide, it's choose. The decision has the,
yep.
decide has the same root as a word as homicide, fratricide, and it's about killing off. And deciding kills off other choices. Choosing, deciding, I decided to marry her based on these whole bunch of things, or just whatever the reasons are, I choose her, I choose him. And you get to choose. Alan knows now what's going on. He didn't when he was dealing drugs. He gets it, and he's made a better choice. It's still risky. He still does something that, I wouldn't do. But then that's his choice, and it's a free choice, and he's aware of it. And that's,
yep.
that's what I want for everyone, is to be able to choose and not be driven by this unrecognized, undistinguished, unconscious, I felt good doing that. I should do it again and again and again. No, I better do it twice as fast now, 10 times higher, because I need the rush.
Absolutely, absolutely. So everybody,
all right.
Check out the video. Go to totallyadd.com and check out ADHD medication, straight answers to big questions, and also plug, again, Google Attention Talk Radio and Ross Dayton.
And there's a sale. Don't forget that.
Oh, yeah. Sale. Copper, all uppercase. COPPER,
yep.
Go get the discount on that. And again, back in the Ross Dayton thing is we did an interview about stimulants being addictive or abused, which is a whole fascinating conversation, because if you ever listen to my stuff, I like to talk about how medications are used as a performance-enhancing drug, and it's an abused drug like steroids, but they're quick to point out how it's an ADHD thing, which demonizes it, which is a whole other type deal. But other than that, Rick, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been great education, a great pleasure.
Thank you, and for everybody listening, good luck.
All right, everybody, we hope you enjoyed it. Catch us next week for another great edition of Attention Talk Radio. Take care.